And we should say good morning to RVN listeners. This is Republic Broadcasting, the Barden Report. E.J. Barden is my name. And we are here on this Saturday, all technical things working, on Saturday the 29th of April, 2017. And as usual, the diet on this program is the police state, Trump, who's inextricable from it now, and all the horrors of attacks on us on health and pharma and the police state. But reading, first of all, today, this, I have to say, I think the Patriot Movement is close to turning on Trump, and that's for very good reasons. Trump declares, now I am a nationalist and a globalist. Does he know the meaning of these words? I mean, it is quite disturbing, some of the people he has appointed. He's writing these executive orders, right, left, and center. And he's appointed this Cluck Sessions, who has, as far as I can say, produced nothing. And he's racing through an agenda of things, shooting his mouth off, but we don't see any real action. And the amount of treacherous traitors he has around him, like Paul Ryan and people, and appointing people to the FDA, like Scott Gottlieb, is that the guy's name? Former shill of the pharmaceutical industry. I mean, that's the main plank of what I do here in this program and what Mike Adams does. Natural news on a much higher level. But this is absolutely disgraceful. And he's sabotaging his own operation. And I'll be reading you now an article in a few minutes from a very good analysis of this from Paul Craig Roberts, entitled Trump Now a Captive of the Deep State. And it is absolutely true. And then we have this Ivanka Trump sitting at meetings showing off her legs. I mean, she may be able to refurbish hotels, but what in God's name is she doing at meetings with Angela Merkel and these people? I mean, is this the apprentice White House we're talking about? It's getting a bit disturbed by any measure. It really is. And then he's supposedly giving the military power to wage war. And he came in with a thing of making peace with Russia, and he has antagonized the Russians 100%. And this Mad Dog Mattis and Tillerson, absolutely insane. And why don't they deal with North Korea? And he turns, again, I've been saying this, and I think Deagle has said it too, that Trump has Asperger's syndrome. He talks about issues, very good, very okay. Then he sums it up with a childlike comment, oh, they sent me a beautiful letter, oh, they're nice people. And he's now calling the Chinese leader his friend. He's not your friend, friend. He never will be. Any political leader has their own agenda. I mean, it's what's the hard agreements agreed and what results were achieved. But I'll just read the piece of this article, which is Melissa Dykes writing this for Activist Post. And, sorry, have I got the right article? I have some of it here. Yeah. In his latest Wall Street interview, President Trump has declared that he just isn't a nationalist. He is also a globalist. Apparently, he now admits he's both. Yes, just after his dramatic reversal on NAFTA and NATO, Trump has officially declared himself as a globalist. I mean, this is schizophrenic. He said, hey, I'm a nationalist and a globalist, President Trump said. I'm both, and I'm the only one who makes the decision, believes me. Well, we don't know who is inside his head, but he's absolutely now captured by the Illuminati, the Israelis, and the deep state. I think run him and control him. A senior Toronto bank executive told the Wall Street Journal that this administrative duplicity on global trade was evident by the calls President Trump's chief economic advisor, Gary Cohen, and his Treasury Secretary, Stephen Mnuchin, have made on numerous occasions to senior Canadian business officials in recent weeks, assuring them that no significant changes to NAFTA are expected. Well, Trump said he was going to destroy NAFTA. So again, he's reversed on that one as well. And just to catch up with the person who writes really well on these matters, Paul Gray Roberts, he's saying that now Trump, now a captive of the deep state. And he said, when the gullible and insolent American public and the prostitutes who participate in the deceptions permitted the deep state to get away with the fairy tale that a few Saudi Arabians under the direction of Osama bin Laden, but without the support of any government or intelligence agencies, were able to outwit the entirety of the Western Alliance and the Israeli Mossad and deliver the greatest humiliation in history to the world's only superpower. He's talking about 9/11 here, by making the entirety of the U.S. government dysfunctional on September 11th, 2001. He's just starting with this example. He moves on and after this. Washington learned that it could get away with anything, any illegal and treasonous act and lie. The gullible Western populations would believe anything that they were told. Not only insolent Americans, but much of the world accepts any statement out of Washington. It was true of the British media, the Telegraph, and the Times, with the exception probably of the Daily Mail, the only bare-knuckle newspaper left on the planet, I think. They all just parrot the State Department spiel, and the BBC particularly. Basically, the newspapers reading out the press releases, slightly rehashed versions of the press releases of the State Department. Michael Fallon being a typical example of that, the UK Defence Secretary. They're now talking, Boris Johnson here, that, oh yes, if we have to go to war with Syria, we'll be with the Americans. No, you won't, not if Parliament votes on it. If Washington said it's Washington vassals in Germany, France, UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Netherlands, Belgium, Japan, assent to the obvious lie as if it were the obvious truth. So do CIA purchased media, like these bought and paid for journalists that are paid to tell lies. And these vassal states, a collection of whores who prefer CIA subsidies to the truth. When Obama inherited the deep state agenda from George W. Bush, he set up Syria's Assad by regime change by repeating for many months that if Assad used chemical weapons in the civil war that Washington had already sent to ISIS to conduct, Assad would have crossed the red line that Obama had drawn and would, as the consequences, face an invasion by the U.S. military, just as Iraq had been invaded because of Washington's lie about weapons of mass destruction. But it's now clear that the chemical weapons release in Syria was due to an ISIS store that was bombed. That's where it came from. That's from many, many sources have confirmed that. And to try and pin that on the Russians and Assad is an absolute outrage. I mean, but again, the mainstream media are just total morons. But the red line has been crossed. The insolent West was told, and the Americans would now invade. Yeah. The UK Prime Minister, the usual piece of Washington-owned garbage, rushed to the support of the American invasion, promising British support. But the British Parliament voted no. This was way back when the first chemical attack, when Cameron tried to go to war with America. The MP said that the UK was not going to support another American war crime justified by obvious lies. Only in Britain does democracy still have any teeth. Well, a little bit. As we saw a second time with the Brexit vote, all the rest of the West lives in vassalage and slavery. Again, this is Paul Craig Roberts speaking. The Russian government also took a firm stand, admitting that Russia stupidly trusted America in Libya, but no more. We said the Russians will ourselves remove any and all chemical weapons from Syria and turn them over to Western civilization to be deployed, which the Russians did. What did Western civilization do with the weapons? They gave some chemical weapons. They gave some of them to ISIS and gave Washington a second chance to accuse Assad. But again, did they plant it? They planted the information there. Again, total lies of false flag operations. And it on and on it goes. But it's really dispiriting about who these appointments that Trump is making. And these statements are just schizophrenic, absolutely schizophrenic. And Paul K. Roberts, another piece of an article here. The looting machine called capitalism. I've come to the conclusion that capitalism is successful primarily because it can impose the majority of the costs associated with its economic activities on outside parties and the environment. Yeah, this outsourcing, that's the word that covers that, outsourcing. In other words, capitalists make profits because their costs are externalized and borne by others. In the U.S., society and the environment have to pick up the tab produced by the capitalist activity. Yeah, well, environmental laws in America are a joke. In the past, when critics raised the question about external costs, that it costs very badly written this. Costs that are external to the company, although produced by the company's activities, economists answered that it was not really a problem because those harmed by the activity could be compensated for the damages they suffered. It's like, as I told you, I was at a pollution conference in Greeley, Colorado, 20 years ago, and they weren't talking about outlawing pollution. They said you can pollute up to this level and that level. I mean, it's just shocking. But back to California again, the open-air lunatic asylum run by Jerry Brown. A California bill, SB 649, would force 5G wireless transmitters outside your home. Well, 3G, 4G, and 5G. 5G will fry your brains. And again, I must refer to Virginia Farver in Fort Collins, Colorado, who lost her son to brain cancer because of these transmitters, is fighting a campaign against them and smart meters. Let's read this piece by Josh Hunt from Activist Post. Tell California state sponsors no to SB 647, no small cell invasion. California pending legislation, SB 649, would streamline placement of 5G small cell distributed antennas, called DAS, on electric and light poles in front of businesses and residents. This bill eliminates local control and jurisdiction with regard to DAS placement throughout the state of California. This is read more about the bill at Scientists for Wired Tech, etc. While cities and counties can presently refuse telecommunications equipment on their own property for any reason, including health damage, SB 642 is a sneaky attempt by the wireless industry to change the rules of the game. The bill would strip local governments of their property rights and force them to ignore safety, aesthetic health, and other issues and approve all wireless companies. This is outrageous. Applications along public streets and properties. A California state assignment of counties has written a letter to whoever it is about these things. The wireless industry has made some specious claims in support of the bill, including that a DAS box is only the size of a pizza box. That's irrelevant. Well, it's emanated the rays coming out of it. This claim was thoroughly debunked. And it goes on and on and on. But it gives... Points to help you draft letters, make calls, and give testimony at hearings provided, or some bites, or sound bites for you to give to the Convenience and Finance Committee. Taking away property rights will result in lower property value. Certainly if the Oroville Dam gives way, the Sacramento, the value of property there will be just zero. NTP, $25 million study proved RF emissions from 2G. 2G causes DNA breaks, cancer, and brain and heart situations. Anyway, it gives a long technical list of faults, but it's designed to destroy you. I just cannot keep up with the amount of stories coming out of California. And here's another so-called good news. California court upholds Berkeley cell phone warning. I'll just read into this. There's always pluses and minuses all the way along these situations. The California court has upheld a law that forces retailers to warn customers about the potential health risks of cell phones. And really, it's a very minor thing. This on Friday, Ninth Circuit Court Appeal, this is the troublesome Ninth Circuit, a handful of judges ruled in favor of a Berkeley, California law which requires retailers the displays warning about the possibility of health risks from cell phones. The 2-1 decision rejects a legal challenge from the cell phone industry. Blah, blah. Well, the telecoms industry cannot get insurance against this damage to people. The Royal Lloyds of London, which runs the worldwide principles of insurance, they will not insure the telecoms industry for damage from cell phones. So the lawsuits have to be paid out of their own pockets. And that alone is a very, very telling point. That this is a total, total criminal scam. And once again, the phrase we come down to is, we are living under multi-layered criminal syndicates at every level. But one good story is Mr. John McAfee. Ooh, what a character. Booze, drugs, guns, and hookers. That's his own description. And software. He tells the truth, he really does. But he's after coming out with, John McAfee just announced the most private smartphone ever. An unhackable phone. Here's how it works. And James Holbrooks is writing this article for Activist Post. And I really would like to interview McAfee, because he's very good on tech, and he's not in anybody's pocket. You know, he's a bizarre character. In an exclusive interview, Head of MGT Capital Investments and former presidential candidate John McAfee spoke with Anti-Media, another group, Thursday night about an issue at the forefront of many people's media minds these days, privacy. McAfee, a pioneer in the realm of antivirus software, has a new product coming on to the market later this year that takes on the subject of personal privacy. Sure, one thing we're dealing with an item that's become a significant part of most people's daily lives. Smartphones. There are very few apps that do not ask for excessive permissions, McAfee told Anti-Media radio host S.M. Gibson, pointing out that long before the public was aware, technology companies were recording and selling customers' data to third parties through their products. It's the user's agreement to these permissions that makes it all legal, notes McAfee. So by agreeing, most apps get access to parts of the person's phone that have nothing to do with the app's function. But he's the one who brought out a special an analysis app that examines apps for trapdoors, and it's regarded as very, very good. And it says, listen to Anti-Media's conversation with John McAfee at such and such radio station. It gives the reference here. It says, if you have a Bible reading app which basically takes text and synthesizes it, and it's text and speech synthesizer, all you need access to is your speaker. And yet most of these apps, at least when they first came out, wanted access to your camera, your microphone, your email, your contacts, your Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and your geolocation, the whole nine yards. They wanted to know everything that you did. They wanted to know what you were Googling, what you were searching. As I say, you are the product. You, who owns the phone, you are the product, and the data mining is going on you. And you've paid for outrageous money for the phone as well. I mean, total saps. We're all saps having these phones. And you could access all of this if you, as the user, agree to those terms. McAfee points out that most of these apps are free because people will be more likely to download them. Of course it's free. They're making money out of you. The more downloads, the more data software companies get access to. Data that, again, can be sold and to third parties, sold and resold and resold. Data mining. McAfee considers that this practice to be innocuous since users have the choice of whether or not to agree to the terms. But the intentions of others, such as a black hat hackers, when I've had a red hat attack, black hat hackers are anything but. They want to steal from you, said McAfee, your identity, your credit card, your Bitcoin wallet. Don't have anybody involved in Bitcoin. They want to know what your social security number is, the password for your bank account, and so. So most people are completely unaware their movements are being monitored. The problem, McAfee says, is rooted in the software. He says, do you think that your power, that when you power down your phone, that is actually powered down? McAfee asked the Anti-Media audience on Thursday. I would say that 25% of you, everybody who's listening, have malware that intercepts the software function that calls the phone down. They intercept it, make bingo blank, turn off the lights, and you think your phone is powered down, but it's not. It's still alive. It's listening to you and transmitting information. Well, as I said, there's a Samsung smart TVs, a video and sound recording you as well. The hackable nature of software means the battle between security companies and hackers is always seesawing. Sometimes the black hats are up. Sometimes it's the companies, but this is because the battle is software fighting software, and software has flaws, etc., etc., etc. But get my screen back up. I can just hear the music. Yeah, we're coming up to the first break. You can barely hear that music, Sam. And we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Back in again. Just reading this piece about John McAfee. It's quite detailed about he's brought out this new phone. I can't see a name for it just yet, but an unhackable smartphone. And it's MGT Capital Investments, he calls his company, but the most private smartphone ever. But as I say again, McAfee, wild character, but he tells the truth. He's not in anybody's pocket. He's a very good interview. But the hackable nature of software, he says here, means the battle between security companies and hackers is always seesawing. Sometimes the black hats are up, sometimes it's the companies. The code word for state hackers, as well as with, and others. This is because the battle is software fighting software, and the software has flaws. That's why encryption services like Signal are largely useless, McAfee says, because there's no one in the middle activity listening. Now data is mostly recorded via keystroke and then viewed at terminals at hard locations. He, according to McAfee, is to go back to the hardware and root phone functions in hard switches, which is exactly what MGT is doing. That's the only reference so far in the phone, MGT. He said, with our privacy phone, we have first and foremost put into the hardware all of those features which are required to guarantee that if I choose not to want people to know where my location is, that they cannot do that, period, no matter how much your phone is hacked. McAfee's privacy phone will also include an anonymizer function that prevents search engines like Google from seeing what users are looking for. Additionally, the phone will have a detector for stingrays, really devices that distinguish between law enforcement departments as legitimate cell towers, and can even send pushers to connect. You know that. Send pushers to connected phones, something McAfee considers a form of malware. I don't understand some of these terms. The phone will even include a function that will randomize your location. This could come in handy in a slew of situations, says McAfee, such as someone trying to escape an abusive spouse. You should know about that. Or if you're like him, someone who trashes the FBI and the corporate media on a regular basis. McAfee says incorporating software into smartphones made work for the hardware manufacturers easy, but it's the customers who paid the price via lost privacy. As to the saying, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. That's the voice of a moron saying that. I guess McAfee's, that's just flat out illogical. He says, I have never heard a more naive understatement of human nature. That's absolutely true. You couldn't tell absolute strangers intimate details. You wouldn't tell absolute strangers intimate details of your daily life. McAfee points out, so why would you make all that information available digitally? Wanting privacy has nothing to do with being a bad person, he says. It's simply a human nature. Of course. And he goes on to say, Everyone has a different privacy filter for every human being. I want you to think through this and look at yourself and tell me if I'm wrong, because I'm not. Given that, why on earth would our brain power be allocated to such a sophisticated function of privacy? It's called self-preservation. Asked to comment on how he feels about whistleblowers like Edward Snowden and Julian Assange, McAfee said that in the end it comes down to whether or not you want to actually know what's going on and be conscious of the fact that you're constantly being spied on. A bit convoluted. And he goes on to say, would you rather live in a world where you were kept in the dark and the government says we're safe because no one knows anything? Or would you rather live in a world where you are people like Julian Assange, that's there. Well, have fully conscious and control of your life and control of politicians, which is slipping away from us. That's just to break this down, to the basics. People interested in purchasing the privacy phone can go, here we go, to mgtci.com and get on the waiting list. The price is around $1,100, which McAfee admits is expensive. He says, my apologies, said, but to change the paradigm in hardware isn't cheap. But anyway, we're coming to the bottom of our break, and we should be back in about 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today. homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious.
Coming back in again, and I've been talking about here in the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting just the intrusiveness of cell phones and cell towers destroying your brains, and then your cell phone stealing data, every piece of data about your life, and selling it for profit. And we're talking about John McAfee, who has his new phone coming out on the market, $1,100, but I'm sure the price will go down. An unhackable, safe phone, but I'm sure you'll have to prove that to the world at large. But just following on the same subject, he says, are you a human being or just a programmable life form? We were talking about that last night to an RBN broadcaster, Mr. O'Brien. And it's an article here again, I'm quoting from Activist Post, and Dylan Charles is writing this article, and he usually writes some pretty good stuff. He's saying, there is no clear line dividing science fiction and reality. Well, if you live in California, or you live on Facebook and Twitter, you're living in fantasy world. There's no clear line dividing science fiction and reality. If we can think of it, we can create it, and so the world becomes a stranger and more interesting place by the day. This applies both to our individual universes within and the outer world at large, which most people can't deal with reality. I have to basic test myself. I'm forever asking people direct questions, and the more inbred and stupid they are, the more they take offense. Just try it. We really have no idea at all what it means to be a human. Really, some people We don't know where we come from or how we got to this shining gem of a planet. We don't know why the Earth is covered with the mysteries of antiquity and the monolithic footprints of giants. We certainly have little understanding of our fate nor much of the heavy forces at play against us. I'm hoping we'll come to a good point soon. But we do have the brilliant spark of consciousness as well as the free will to help mold our 3D experience during the wink of time that passes from birth that we fear death. It's a bit pedantic now, but we'll soldier on with this article a little bit. We are in a sense programmable, you know, that is true. Our own mind is programmed naturally under it's a terrible phrase, but neuro-linguistic program. That's how your subconscious works. That's how you know, learn and remember how to drive a car. That's programmable in your subconscious. But then the subconscious mind, without lecturing people, is many thousand times more powerful than the conscious mind. He says here, we are, in a sense, programmable in life forms, and so the question is, what are being programmed with and by whom? Science fiction side, programmable life, PLFs, are thought to be artificially created biological organisms that move about autonomously, yet within operating parameters prescribed to them by their creators. I'm waiting for this guy to give a practical example now. The public information about this is sketchy at best, with some claiming that the Pentagon and the Black Ops military programs have already pioneered and deployed these technologies for the purposes of psychological warfare. Well, sure, that's a big part of the Pentagon. Others believe that PLFs are part of a sophisticated array of mind-control technologies presently engaged in manipulating the human race, along with the HARP, chemtrails, GMOs, nanofibers, vaccines, ELFs, and so much more. Sure, the damage they're doing to people is shocking. The common thread is that PLFs are thought to be artificially generated, yet somehow biologically living creatures confined to a pre-programmed range of awareness that determines their function and behavior and their purpose of mission. I don't think he's talking about living beings here. Creepy stuff to be sure, but don't many people act as programmable life forms? Well, certainly I've met people like that. Don't they behave as though they're being given a script to read and a character to play? Sure. Don't most of us seem to be performing a predictable role in the Matrix, mindlessly obedient to the whims of the mainstream media, yeah, or the programmable media, that's sure. Human beings are PLFs. I should go back and define the definition of PLFs in a second, if I find it here. Programmable life forms, I think it is. As human beings, we ourselves are indeed programmable life forms. Yeah, there it is. Influenced by, I'll come to a call now in a second. Influenced by incomprehensible college of internal and external factors, suggestion and demands. We're anything but static beings. But anyway, we'll see as Jerry in Chicago have anything to say about this. Hello, Jerry.
Well, it's morning here, PJ, so I'll say good morning. I have no idea what
good
time
morning,
it is
yeah.
there.
Sure,
oh,
it's fine.
Okay.
Afternoon here. Carry on.
Well, you know what? In the first segment, you had mentioned something about McAfee said that even when you think you turn off your cell phone, it's still actually on through a back door.
Uh-huh.
Well, last October of last year, I happened to go into an area for, 36 hours of relaxation and friends and stuff like that, and barbecue, you know. And I mm-hmm. knew I didn't get cell phone service, and rather than my phone roaming, I decided I would just turn it off because I didn't really have a way of charging it while I drove, and I wanted to catch the RBN segments for the ride home, which was about 2 hours Sunday morning. And little did I couldn't believe it, but when I went out to my car, my phone was actually dead after turning it off. So that's how I know that they have a back
yep.
door in. So
sure.
I just wanted to ask you that. One other question is, seeing that you're from Ireland, did you play darts, pub darts, as a kid?
No, never.
Okay.
Why is that?
All right. No, I just wondered because it got real popular here about 20-25 years ago, and I played.
It's certain
I actually got
of pubs. It's
yeah. Well, I actually got pretty. Go ahead.
No, it's regarded in Britain as a working class game, and it's the final they're shown on TV. But It's a minority thing here in Britain, that's for sure, and in Ireland, that's for sure.
Oh, okay. It seems like it's more popular in Britain than it is here, even though there's quite a few people in leagues and around the different bigger cities around here.
Well, it's played in pubs.
But you know what?
It's played in pubs. Therefore, the breweries sponsor it. That's the deal, you know. So it's competing with a lot of other sports, you know. And in Britain, Murdoch guy has bought up most of the sports rights. The BBC is left with very little. And it just can't compete, even though the BBC has billions of pounds a year up front on the license fee. They don't have to advertise, you know, or make money. It's just giving them straight up on the counter. But Murdoch has bought up most of the sports in Britain, and I think he's bought up the I don't have Sky. I won't pay for Sky. And that's one another aspect of it here. Okay.
Okay, well, I just wanted to do a comparison with what you were saying about the 2, 3, 4, and 5G phones frying your brain and causing health problems and things like that.
Sure.
Is laziness for convenience. And the thing is that when you played steel tip pub darts on a bristle board, you had to keep your own score and write it down, and you had to figure out the math for your combinations for your double outs and everything else like that.
Mm-hmm.
And here they have I forgot the name of the machines, but you actually pump in your quarters in order to play a game. So it would keep the score for you and keep the math for you and even tell you in the background of, you know, what to shoot for in order to win the game.
We're just, you know, well, these apps are destroying people's ability to do anything. And a generation of kids raised with apps and computers. Most companies recruiting young people out of school now have to send them to courses to learn how to count properly, et cetera. Illiteracy and numeracy is very poor coming out of the colleges for that reason.
Well, you know what's funny is I see quite a bit, like at work and stuff like that, where the guy's got to pull their phone out to figure out an equation that they can't multiply, add, subtract, or divide in their own head.
Well, stand up.
Still do it on paper. I'll take a paper and pencil and write it down if the numbers are too big. Most of the time, I could do it in my head, but not to say I was really. I was really good in math. I got A's in math through all of grammar school and high school, so it's fairly easy for me. But you'd be surprised how illiterate people are without a calculator or their cell phone where they can go to their calculator. Oh, it's unbelievable! But
Most comedians have written part of their act now. They say, if you take away people's cell phones, they don't know who they are. But there you are. Okay. Thank you for that anyway. We talk to you
sometime. All right, PJ, have a good day.
Thank you. But they're saying, this article reading about another aspect of the intrusive state programming people through the media, and it's real. I watched a lot of it years ago. PLFs, Programmable Life Forms, meaning us. Attitudes, that's really what they're saying. But it says, as human beings, we ourselves are indeed programmable life forms influenced by incomprehensible collage of internal and external factors, suggestions and demands. Sure, we are anything but static beings. Atomically, we are stardust made up of, we're supposed to be the definition of it, we're vibrating matter, but we'll put that aside, as that's what we are on this earth, vibrating matter. But anyway, atomically, we are stardust made up of atomic matter, held together by the influence of universal forces. Big word here, my God. Deoxyribonucleic acid, DNA, is the most fundamental community of molecules in all life. I see. It's probably these electronic beams are connecting with parts of our DNA. That's what's doing it, containing the genetic information that determines the type of life form and physical characteristics. Well, he's going into very, very technical stuff here. There's a place for all these articles, but he's meant to be giving an overview to inform the public. And that's another aspect of what's going on the attack against us all on every level. But I should give out the phone number. The number, if you have anything to add to this, is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And another aspect of the state. We'll come back to an article in a minute now on the first 100 days of Trump, which is worth analyzing. But U.S. law and justice is justice monetized? A search for answers Well, Catherine Fromovich is writing this article, and see what she says here, but we know that there's a shocking amount of illegal activity. And again, as I say, we're living under a multi-layered criminal syndicate. The courts in America, it's the courts. And these privatized prisons and these state bodies, which are now Dun & Bradstreet, registered commercial entities for profit. They're corporations. And Deborah Tavares is the absolute world expert on exposing this in California. She's been on many, many programs. Stop the Crime is the name of her site. Herself and Judge Dale. You Google that, go into YouTube, you'll see interviews with her, and she lays out very clearly what this is. And again, people are reporting on it like me, reporting, but trying to do something about it. It says, she's saying here, Catherine Fromovich, recently I wrote two articles, Is There a Constitutional Crisis in the USA No One Is Recognizing? And are the U.S. legal profession and case law truly antiquated? Which prompted my receiving emails from readers asking questions, but also making comments about what they perceive as justice being denied in various aspects of the current police state many think we live in, including numerous rights flagrantly denied by corporate influences and lobbying, ironically, in the Constitutional Republic. Well, the key phrase, and Ralph Winterode is the expert in this on Sunday nights on RBN, the administrative state. The entire thing got switched. So many things got switched over the years, like the switch from the gold standard and the Admiralty Law and the Bar Law. That's British Admiralty Law that America courts are still operating under. They're certainly not operating under the American Constitution. A state is constitutional if the Constitution limits the government's power. The power chose by election, the head of state and other officials, then the state is a republic. The United States of America and the Republic of Iceland are examples of constitutional republics. However, the above definition has been obfuscated to such a degree that in the U.S., that corporate influence embrace a revolving door policy between corporations and government. Well, that's when we have the merger. It's through fascism being operated now. Multinational corporations writing their own legislation with government. That is straightforward fascism. That's what's been going on in the pharmaceutical industry for 30, 40 years now. But they're saying in this article, between corporations and government agencies are as employees, which bequeathed us, bequeathed us bureaucracy legally imposed, which no one can seem to rein in. You write plain English. Nevertheless, there seems to be another but profitable dynamic regarding justice, which I think may be preferred logic in dispensing justice, since it monetizes justice. You finally come to the point. Justice is measured in how much money they can take in the courts. It's kind of an auction room, especially when the seeming perennial corporate offenders such as Big Pharma, the auto and chemical industry, are sued repeatedly for similar crimes against consumers. They'll get off with billion-dollar fines. They'll probably finance secret government black ops somewhere. Does that sound far-fetched? No, it doesn't. I read out their criminal thing. I have to do that program again, up to date, on the criminal record of the pharmaceutical industry and the banks. They're joined at the hip with the military-industrial complex. He says, well, think about this. If justice truly were to be meted out, those corporations would not be free to continue to invent, patent, promote, and sell future harms to unassuming but gullible consumers ad infinitum. Well, BP tried to take out a patent and an ownership of the color green that they use in their BP logo. And I saw the other day in Hereford a new sign they have at the filling station, Energy Harvest. The nerve of these people who destroyed the Gulf of Mexico. They're trying to pawn off these green titles that they're calling some of their stations Energy Harvest. I mean, it'll make you puke. Therefore, justice seems to be played like a fiddle to the benefit of corporations and vested interests who routinely fork over billions of dollars in fines, seemingly as the cost of doing business. Nevertheless, they will be able to continue their plundering. You know, they're fined and let continue on. That's the problem. GlaxoSmithKline paid the biggest fine in history. I think it was $2 billion 5 years ago. In Peter Gotti's book, it's all laid out very, very clearly. But... I always read out that title of that book, Deadly Medicines and Organized Crime by Kikuchi. But he said a perfect case in point is vaccines. Congress gifted vaccine makers with no legal or financial liability for vaccine damage and harms, but also placed a tax on each vaccine sold, which is managed by the U.S. Treasury with no reporting of what really happens to all the billions collected, but not dispersed to damaged vaccine victims. It says, I tried researching this rabbit hole, but quickly was neutralized from getting any further by no one answering my queries. Well, we now have Google censoring your searches. Right? So anyway, we're coming off to the last break of this hour, and then we should be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Coming back in again, talking about all these intrusive parts of the state and technology. And we have a caller, Thomas, in New Mexico. Hello, Thomas.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, yeah.
I need to give a warning, shout from the rooftop. I am being murdered, killed by the cell towers. I live in Springer, New Mexico, northeastern New Mexico, cell tower directly in the line of my path, right out my back door, and I have heart problems. I have heart problems. I have proof from last time I went to the doctor that I now have heart problems. It's killing me. Also, I want to mention, if you could ever contact, do a search for Virginia Farver, mm-hmm. The link is on Deborah Tavares' website. Deborah
I've given it out many times. I gave it out today, a reference to her. But if you're that ill, you got to get away from that tower, my friend. You can't,
yes,
stay in 5 years.
I know, but I don't have the money to move. I don't have the money to move, so it's killing me. Mm-hmm. And Virginia Farber, I am in touch with her. I'm in contact with Mrs. Virginia mm-hmm. Farber. She lives close to me up in Colorado, and I need to let the people know. I need to let the people know that Virginia Farber, her son, died at 28 years old.
I have covered that many times. I covered it today, and we've covered it many times.
Her son died at 28 years old. And thank you for covering this information. I have heart problems. I don't have a long time to live. Last thing I'd like to share, last year, June of 2016, I was on the floor, and it felt like my whole head was going to split right open. I believe that I was being directed energy weapons. Another person, Scott Hensler, I talked to him on the phone. He's an electronics engineer, Scott Hensler. At Scott, his website, scotthensler.org. Scott is he's another targeted individual, and he's being affected by the white noise that I hear in my head. He hears the white noise in his head from the cell towers, and it's genocide.
I don't know what to say to help you that, but you've got to surely declare an emergency or the medical situation or hospital and say you've got to get away from that. It's killing you. If it's that bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just stay. You cannot stay in the line of fire. It must be some emergency.
I know. And
you can get away.
There's a woman in the UK, Dr. Catherine Horton. She's an ex-employee for CERN, and she's being targeted right now also. She's going through.
The security services use electronic devices to, you know, get rid of people and damage people, et cetera, et cetera. You know that. But anyway, thanks for that, my friend. And we're coming up to the last break, and we'll probably talk to you soon. Okay, thank you.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.